Hi, welcome to Ramble.
Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita, and this time I am only 20 seconds late, well, 30 seconds late on starting my show. Thank you so much for your patience for the last episode. It really meant a lot to me, and it really meant a lot to my coworker, Christy, if you were able to either give money to her Koi fund or even go to the cookout. And so that's basically the catch-up, but today's episode is there's a difference between a job and a career. Okay, there's a history of why I'm saying that. It's because I've had some jobs, and I've had friends who've had some jobs, and it's like, this isn't a career. According to dictionary.com, job has many definitions. A piece of work, especially a specific task done as part of the routine of one's occupation or for an agreed piece, a post or a post of employment, full-time or part-time position. These are 2 out of 7, but for this show, I'm just going to make it really, really, really easy, a way that my ditzy behind can't forget. A job pays you for your time. Now, what it pays you, it's supposed to pay you money, but if it's a job, or as my college advisor likes to call it, a job, which we will get to later, it will pay you in 3 things. Stress, unhappiness, and money. I know the order I said this in. Stress, unhappiness, and money. Because there's a ratio, especially if it's a job that you don't like. Money, you'll feel like, I'm not paid enough to be this damn unhappy. Yeah, because money's not what it is. The ratio is low on the money. So it's like, okay, unhappiness, 60%. Stress, 30%. Then money. Because you're going to be spending the money to make up for everything else, so it doesn't quite work. And also, the story of Job. I don't know how many of you guys have read the Bible or remember Job. You know, everything was going so well, and then his life crashed, burned, kids died, farm got ruined, and he suffered, and he had strife and unhappiness. Ultimately, he got stuff back, but it's that Job was like the black cloud in the Bible, one of many, and that's why my teacher said, call it a job, not a job. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, you're asking for a job. It's pronounced Job. And I'm like, what? I know it sounds so sort of ditzy, but she finally made a point. She's like, you're asking for a job when it's pronounced Job, and it's giving, and you're asking for your own unhappiness. You're asking for unhappiness and strife and misery, and that's exactly what you're getting. And if it's a job that you really can't stand, it is the equivalent of marrying the wrong person. You might like him. Oh, he's crying. He's great. Next thing you know, everything about him will make you crazy, or her will make you crazy. I can give you examples of jobs. Call centers. If I had to describe a job, call center, definitely, because it's stressful, you're unhappy, you're tense, you have inner customers, outer customers. I had an experience with one where they sent my paycheck to another time zone. I was living in the East Coast, and for some reason it got sent to Utah. Oh, it was the bank. Yeah, the stress and deprivation of, yeah, that was a job. Another example is I had an executive tell me for a former job she had, she would debate this question. Do I commit suicide or go to work? What? She was had a job and it probably paid very well, but she was like, sometimes I would wonder with this job, because of the stress and unhappiness, do I commit suicide or go to work? Like, damn. I mean, what can you say when somebody tells you their job has gotten to annoy you that much? Another example of a job is what one of my friends told me. She would be in her car on the way to the job, listening to music, sober. Yeah. It does help to don't drink and drive or take like hydrocodone, before getting in a car. And she would be like, I would be in my car on the way to the Job, and I would wonder, do I drive to this Job, or do I drive to Canada or Mexico? There's weed in Mexico, so, yeah, maybe that. And I'm not sure if she really liked cold weather. I mean, we're in the South, so it doesn't really get that cold, but maybe. April 3rd, maybe, for bacon. I don't know. But she did go to the Job. And sometimes, here's the surprising thing about a Job. They may not get you out of debt because of the ratio of the money that's involved. Like, I thought it was like 60% stress, 30% unhappiness, and 10% paycheck. And it's like, I sort of kind of need a 100% paycheck. Because I'm in debt, and it sucks, and I'm doing full-time, and I'm in debt. I had somebody tell me this. It rarely makes sense to be in debt and employed. And now it's not, the debt isn't medical debt, which isn't its own entity of debt, because you can't really control, my kid fell down and broke their arm. I had somebody hit me and break my phone. I fell down and broke my hip bone in the house. Amazing. I think I could do that. I'm a person who's walked into walls over, so I could get that right. And since we've talked about jobs, let's switch over to a career. A career is, I will give you the dictionary.com definition, some of them. It is an occupation or profession, especially one that requires specialized training followed as one's life work. Or person's progress or general course of action through life or through a phase of life, as in some position or undertaking. My definition in my wonderful head is very simple because sometimes I'm really not a complex person. It's something you can grow and develop into. It's like being with Mr. Right. Or Ms. Right. I don't know what my listener's preference is, but in the case, it's like, okay, it's my Mr. Right. It's the Mr. Right I can grow with, and it's like, I genuinely dislike from Job has become love. I really, really like you. I like you, Fluff My Feathers, and the Khalees song, like you. We can grow together. I can give you an example of a grow together. Tommy Mottola at Columbia Records. I'm not sure if anybody remembers who Tommy Mottola is. They may remember the song. They may remember Mariah Carey complaining about him because he was her ex-husband. But before all that, he was a guy in the mailroom of a record label. And he grew, he worked his way up. This was his career in music. Started being in the mailroom, became a manager, became president of Columbia, then he became head of Sony. He worked his way. It grew. He fulfilled. He no longer did that, and it made him happy. I mean, really, if you're doing something for 30 years and it doesn't make you happy, that's crazy. That's not crazy. That's borderline either cray-cray or psychotic cray-cray or psycho cray-cray, psych cray-cray. Whatever it is, it's just no. According to Walt, and this relates to the big debate, there are two important days of your life. Yes, this quote started with Walt Whitman and not Steve Harvey, but he made it popular. The day you were born and the day you find out why. And when you're in a career, you find out why. It's like, this makes sense. This is what I was meant to grow into. All the jobs and misery and despondent crap has led me to this. And your calling can... Calling is its own entity, but it can be a part. The career is under the umbrella of calling because it's what you can grow into. And it can change and it can evolve. But there is a difference between the job and the career. And sometimes they can switch. Like I said before, the job becomes the career and it's good and it's like it went from light to love, but then at the same time, sometimes a career can become a job. And that's really when it sucks because it's like, this used to make me happy and now I'm like, okay, could somebody give me a moonshine margarita and instead of salt, I'd like some Ambien. and an Uzi. Yeah, when you start thinking that, that's when the career is the job, or a relationship transition. That is when more times than not you are holding a knife over your significant other and like, okay, do I stab him? No, that's wrong. Okay, so do I get a tattoo? Why? Because I really don't want to clean his mess. Yeah, that's when you have to leave because prison orange, even though there's orange is the new black, that's a lie. Prison orange or prison blue does not work on anyone. The lack of freedom in a prison does not work with anyone. So, that those are the difference. They all overlap sometimes. And once you have experienced a job, don't go back. And it's easy. I know it's like it's easier said than done, but try not to put yourself in a position of a job because it's headaches, it's aggravation, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of a non, it's also a waste of a non-renewable resource because this is a discussion I have had many a times with my friends. You can make more money. I mean, you can win the lottery and make money. You can sign up for an experiment on your poop and make money. You can't do that with your time. Your time has value. Your job will exploit your time. It will aggravate you. It will take more time away from you than what it pays you for. The time of getting ready for the job, the aggravation of venting about the job. You're giving the job power. And the hardest thing about a job is when it's the people, the big C, you can be skinny and a bitch and you can be fat and jolly, but you can't be fat and a bitch. It relates to jobs. Because if there are people you like at your involved in your job, it makes the job a little better. And same, almost the reverse is true with a career. If you have a career, even if you can't stand the people you work with, easier. I'm not saying it's like walking the sunshine, sunshine day, singing the Brady Bunch. It's not, but it doesn't make you so unhappy that you're like, oh my gosh, I am sitting in the parking lot crying my eyeballs out, taking pain pills to make it through. It's okay, this annoys me, but I can read, it's there, but I don't care. It's like a bug, an ant crawling on you. It doesn't annoy you because you're concentrating on some while you're reading your favorite book or you're watching your favorite TV show. You don't really notice. And I just had a 90-second buzzer in my ear. But well, as I was saying, when you're with a job career, even if you don't like the people, they become the ants that are crawling on you when you're sitting on a blanket in the park reading a book. That's engrossed you. Yeah, they're there. Yeah, they can be annoying, but you're not going to get up and start like smacking stuff because you have tunnel vision. So they're just this ambience thing that's there. And yeah, when it's unhealthy and they're ambience, they're less likely. But anyway, thank you for tuning into my show. I know I'm going, and I only have like 30 seconds left. So I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my show. I will have a show coming up in 2 weeks about what's in a name, a paycheck, because I have an odd name and I've seen my share of crazy or names that have made me wonder, oh dear God, what drugs were your parents on? So, I have 10 seconds. Thank you for listening to Rambles. I'm Anita, and I hope you listen to my show in 2 weeks. Thank you and goodbye.